Okay, so now we're going to learn about the mitzvos, halachos related to Kriyas HaTorah, Haftorah, some things that go on. You know, I know you're on the other side of the machitza, but still to know what's going on with some of these interesting halachos when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, Haftorah, Maftir. We'll begin on page 291, source 35. So the Mishnah there says in Megillah, Perek Dal Mishnah Beis, but Shabbos Shiva, on Shabbos we have seven aliyos. Ein pochasi mehen avo mosifa lehem. You can't have fewer than seven aliyos, but you can add. Umaftirin benavi, and then you finish with the navi. We're going to see why. What's the whole? Why do we have a? Why do we read the navi to begin with? We'll get to that a little bit later. So the in source 36, the Maseches Megillah Daf Chaf Gimel Adav says, "Hani Shlosha Chamisha V'Shiva Kenegan Mi." Why do you have 3, 5, and 7? Because what does that mean? 3, 5, and 7 during the week we get there are 3 aliyos. On Yom Tov there are 5, and on Shabbos there are 7. So one, there are different opinions how we get to these numbers. Gemara here says Chadamar Kineged Birkas Kohanim. One said it's like the words in Birkas Kohanim, because the first pasuk has 3 words, the second pasuk has 5 words, the third pasuk has 7 words, and perhaps the goal of Kriyas HaTorah is maybe related to Birkas Kohanim a little bit to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'Chadamar Kineged Shlosha. Kineged Shlosha Shomrei Asaf, Chamisha Meroi Pnei Amelach, Shiva Roi Pnei Amelach. So he says that these numbers correspond to different guards of the door. Guards of the door, officers who saw the king's face, and other officers who saw the king's face. In other words, this is how we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe the Birkas Kohanim tells us that when we read the Torah, it helps us result in a bracha from Hashem, perhaps. And maybe this is a way to peek in, to get close to Hashem through these aspects of Kriyas HaTorah. Now, the Shmuel Aleke in source 37, he says, Matzasi b'tshuvas ha-ga'onim, z'alama korim b'shabbos b'torah shiva. Why do you have 7 aliyos on Shabbos? Shim yera lo'ones adam shaloba b'sakenes kol shiva shimei ha-shavua. V'lo shama baruchu, yazi b'pi ha-korim shiva palmin baruchu b'yotzi ha-chavaso. People, maybe they didn't get to shul all week, so they missed baruchu. So you have 7 baruchus because for every aliyah. So they missed it all the days of the week. So perhaps they're catching up for that. Nothing to do with Kriyas HaTorah itself, but that's why we have, you know, we're saying baruchu 7 times. Okay. The question is, can you add more aliyos? So there are two different questions we're going to discuss. So number one is, can you add more than 7 aliyos? I know that I'm speaking to women here, so it's not like an issue, but this is like a big issue because, you know, we have all these people want, a lot of people want to get aliyos for, you know, I don't know, bar mitzvah, for simchas. People want, how many aliyos can they get for simchas? How many, you know, if they have, we have this kind of unwritten rule, well, not a rule, well, it's written actually, but it's not a halakhic rule. And when you have a grandchild, we give someone an aliyah, like, okay, but should we go more than 7 for that? Like, is 7 like a number? Is it okay to add? Is there a problem to add? And another question is, can you repeat psukim? Can you say the same psukim again? Do you need to add new psukim? We're going to see that there are some times that we actually potentially do repeat psukim. So there are two different issues about this that we're going to discuss. So regarding the question of, can you have more than, can you repeat psukim? So the Rav Yon, source 38, says, "V'simchas Torah, you're supposed to repeat me based on Knesset Bachariyav." He says, "On Simchas Torah, I left angry. Ki shamati le bela zeh hachazan. Medalag yosim v'arba pomim avor shisha pshitim." Apparently, people wanted, on Simchas Torah, people wanted a lot of aliyos. They said, "We'll give you money, we'll make donations to the shul." So give extra aliyos. Who said he could repeat the psukim again and again and again? So there's a debate. If you ever come to shul on Rosh Chodesh, so there's actually one pasuk. There's one pasuk that actually they repeat twice, and there's a debate in the Gemara because there's a certain number of psukim. Like let's say the first two aliyahs are 5 psukim, so you need at least 3 psukim for each aliyah. So in these, in these first, so there the Gemara is a debate about what do you do about when you have to, how do you divide these five up? Do you do like 2.5 and 2.5? Or you do three? Do you do 1, 2, 3, and then 3, 4, 5? So that's how we paskin. If you look in, if you look in Rosh Chodesh laning during the week, you'll see that the first Kohen is pasuk Aleph Beis and Gimel, and Levi is pasuk Gimel Dal and Hay. So they repeat the same pasuk twice, but that's only because there's no other way to do it. V'atal Yochel Limchos, and so basically he says, but on Simchas Torah, apparently they're saying, they're repeating psukim again and again and again to give me extra aliyos. And he says, "Vata yochel limchos," and you should protest. Vimtimcha tiska l'shem l'tila l'shiva shabayla. So you should protest because it's really bad to add psukim. And he was very upset about this, Rebbe Ephraim. Now, the Rivash says, "No, there's no problem." He said, in source 39. So he's a rishon. These are both rishonim, right? That's the. I think the Rav Yoz, I think, are like 12th century, and the Rivash is maybe another 150 years later. He says, "Od shalta mashinog b'chol glilos eretz Yishmael shiyom simchas Torah yom chupas chasan." So the day of simchas Torah or the day of a wedding, shekol b'nei akal migdolam v'atanam korim b'Torah, that everyone, old and young, read from the Torah and varchim. They make the bracha. Falam shetzar chachasan lachsev nikros aseder chamishel shisha palmim k'tei shiyaspik. That's what we do on Simchas Torah for the men while you're hearing a shir from Yael. So the men are getting, every man's getting aliyah, and they're repeating. They're reading Vzosa Bracha again and again and again. Is that appropriate? Is that not appropriate? Rav says it's not appropriate. Yesh Isser B'davar, is there an Isser V'yeshu B'shum Lo Tisa? Are you saying God's name in vain? You're like, oh, we love brachos. No, but if you really shouldn't do that, and if you're adding, if you're repeating the same pasuk, if basically you're saying, you're doing an aliyah and you're just saying the same psukim, you're saying God's name in vain. You're only allowed to say a bracha for something that's significant. So someone wants to have the kavod, oh, I want to get another aliyah. But if you're not supposed to, it's not like, okay, you can do it, not a big deal, but you're saying a bracha in vain, right? If I want to make a bracha lulav tonight. Oh, what's the big deal? So maybe it doesn't count. No, I'm saying a bracha. You can't do that. So he says, is there an Isser? Is there an Isser of Lotisa? Kulai Masha Mukhazab Shavs Korb Shiva in Pokhsi Mehavo Mosifalam. He says that maybe the Lacha that says you can add a Leos, Zelksha Siddha Arov, Lois directly cross Zem Masha Karazah, Kiasid Maspil Khal Korin. Maybe when it says you can add a Leos, that's only when you're not gonna have to repeat Psukim. So you have a whole parsha and you can break it up. Maybe then you can add a Leos. But who said you can add a Leos and therefore repeat the Kriyas HaTorah from that day? So he said, Shuvah Nira Shehu Mutar, he thinks it's okay. Kevin Shamu Chazal Ava Mosif Aleim, because Chazal say that you can add on them. V'ein Ka Mishum Lotisa, it's not a violation of Lotisa. Shekevin Shein Korin Tzrichim Levarach, that since they are reading, once they're doing Kriyas HaTorah, you need to make the bracha. It's not a problem to read what was already read before. So according to Sfardim, so you say Sfardim on Chanukah. So what do you lay on Chanukah? So we lay from Parshas Naso at the end of Parshas. Yeah, and then the Parshas Naso, after the dedication of the Mishkan, so it lists what the Nesiim brought, the Korbanos they brought on each and every day. So we read that at every day of Chanukah. And we did it on the first day, even though it wasn't the same time, but that's what we do. The first day of Chanukah, we read what was brought the first day of Chanukah. And the second day of Chanukah, I'm sorry, we read what was brought on the first day after the dedication of the Mishkan. And the second, because to some extent, Chanukah was also the rededication of the Mikdash. So here we're reading what was offered on the dedication of the Mishkan. The second day of Chanukah, we read what was the Parshas Naso, what was the second day of the dedication. So what you actually do, but that's only like, I think, 6 or 7 or 8 psukim. So what we do is we break it up into two aliyos. So Rishon, let's say, does the first half. Let's say it's the third day of Chanukah. So we read about the Nasi on the third day on Parshas Naso, what he brought. So So let's say that section, I don't know, 6 to 8 psukim. So we do one aliyah's half of that. That's Kohen. Levi gets the second half. Ah, what about Yisrael? What does he read from? So Rav Ashi says, you go back and you read that whole section again. So we're repeating it. And same thing also by Sukkos also. The Torah reading for Sukkos, it's basically every day of Sukkos we read from Parshas Pinchas, which describes the karbanos that were brought on the holiday of Sukkos. We read, let's say, for day one, we break up, and we're also repeating that as well. Now the Shulchan Aruch says Mut in Source 40 Mut Likros Olim Harbe Al Pi Shikara Zem Ma Shikara Zev V'Chozem Varach Eim Kaklum. You can repeat, not a big deal. And the Ramah says V'yesh Ostrim V'chei Nagul Mimdinos Eilu Chuzmi B'Simchas Torah Shinagul Harbos Bikruim V'Nagul Kisfar Rishona. The Ramah says that we're lenient than Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, everyone gets Aliyos. Oh, sorry, no, I apologize. The men get Aliyos and they keep on repeating the Torah reading again and again and again, but for Chanukah, that's in between, by the way, Ashkenaz and Sfard laning. For Chanukah and Sukkos, Sfardim have no problem of repeating, and the Ramah tries not to repeat. They might read the next day. They try not to repeat. The Magen Avram writes, Ein Bekach Klum, Source 41, I mean, Kom Kom, Ein Ola Lami and Shiva. You can add, but if you repeat the exact same words, it doesn't count for one of the seven readers. Now, again, if you look in the note between 41 and 42, it says, in the practice in Ashkenaz communities, follows the Ramah, you don't repeat psukim when adding aliyos. In Sephardi communities, they do. But the Birka Yosef says, we try to avoid that. In Source 42, he says, Motelikos olim harbe, zedas rivash b'tshuva, v'rayosav eina machrios, but his proofs aren't so compelling. And he says that the Rashbates argue on this halacha, and ve'avte nagu hachi b'kama komus karasa rivash ein limchos biyadam. We shouldn't protest, but yirei shemayim. He says lahazir lizayir shlo yale kishen karlo mechadash. He said you really should try to avoid getting aliyah if they're not going to read new psukim. So, and in fact, if you look in Source, and so that's when it comes to adding psukim. Now, can you add aliyos? Is that ever an issue? So, because if you think about it, if you're really not supposed to add aliyos, then when you're adding, again, what's the big deal of doing a whole safa? The big deal is that you are, you're saying God's name in vain, potentially. Every aliyah you give, you're saying God's name. Is that a problem? So the Magen Avraham in Source 43 says, "Umasha b'chola poskim shafilu ha'ida shekula mevarchim muter lahosif." He said you're allowed to add. Sherei gabis manatamon hayakol echad mevarch. Even days of the Gemara, everyone would make a birchas haTorah when they got an aliyah. Vafilu hachi kazu kol poskim shemuter lahosif kain, and he says that you can add. And Nira Lee, the Lo Ka'olah Shabbos, the Olah Shabbos disagrees. V'Rashbaz Kashav Dachshav, the Kulam Avarchim, Ein Lahosim Bishim Bracha Shein Atzricha V'Chein Vore Linog, Im Lo B'Makom Chas No Bris. So it's not so simple. There were some who were against. Again, there were some who were, there are two different points here. Some Rishonim felt that you can't, you shouldn't just repeat Psukim. That's not appropriate just to repeat Psukim, because that could be a Bracha Shein Atzricha. If you just get an aliyah, you're repeating psukim, that's no good. And other poskim felt that, you know what, if you add aliyos, so then also that's no good, because you shouldn't be adding aliyos, you're adding brachos. But Magen Avraham rejects that. So in practice, you know, many communities do add do hosafos. The Piskei Tshuva Source 44 says, He says two of our great rabbis, I'm not sure who they were, but they said that you shouldn't add more than seven. Even if there's a wedding, everyone's lenient. Some saying don't do more than three hosafos, or do more than five hosafos. That is based on tircha de tzibura. That's just like it's, you know, people are going to go crazy when you keep on delaying. So it's so the issue of, again, adding hosafos, the issue of repeating psukim is an issue of bracha shena tzricha. You're saying God's name in vain. In practice, we're Ashkenazim are definitely leading it when it comes to hosafos. Svardim are lenient when it comes to just repeating the same psukim. I saw, interestingly enough, I saw that there are some communities that they always add one aliyah. Why? Because maybe there'll be someone who's not Shomer Torah mitzvos, and there's a big issue. Can you call someone who's not Shomer Torah mitzvos to get an aliyah? So let's say you're lenient and you allow, but then can he count as one of the seven people getting aliyos? So I saw, again, it's not our practice, but I saw it was an interesting point that they said that, you know, you want to have seven people who are Shomer Torah mitzvos or seven people who know how to read. Someone gets up there, they can't really read, or they don't know the letters. So it's a shiloh with the yotze. So some shuls, apparently, I saw they have a custom that they always do eight aliyos. But that's some issues that arise when it comes to a whole safa. Okay. You have questions to that? Okay. So what about a katan? Can a katan get an aliyah? Now, I'm going to point out here, there's a big question, which is not our topic. I apologize because I'm giving a share to women. There's a big share about, you know, about the Gemara Megillah, source 45. It says, Tanur Rabbanan kol olim l'minyan shiva v'afilu katan v'afilu isha. So technically, it seems, at least on some level, even a child or even a woman can get and can read. Of Amr Chacham say, Isha lo tikra b'Torah, mibnei kfod tzibur. Woman should not read because of kavod tzibur. What that means is a major topic. If you are interested in reading further, we're not just discussing in the book. I'm not trying to not talk about it. But footnote 25 has a bunch of interesting links if you want to look into it, and that they discuss this topic. It's a great topic, just not, it's on the book. So we're going to talk about, can kids, in some shuls, I don't know if you ever have seen kids getting maftir maybe, or reading the Torah. So is that legitimate? Is that not legitimate? So we can talk about young boys getting aliyah. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in source 46 in Aruch Chaim Reish Pei Beis Sif Gimel Hakol Only Minyan Shiva. Everyone counts towards a minyan shiva for the seven aliyos. Afilu Isha V'Katan Sheyodel Mivarchim. Even a woman, even a child who knows how to make a bracha. Well, Amru Chachamim, Isha lo tikra b'tzibur mnei kavod tzibur. A woman should not read because of kavod tzibur. And the Rama writes, Ve'elu davka mitzdarf in the minyan akruim. So he says that these, they can only count to the required number of people, but avalo shiyu kulam nashim ktanim. They can't all be women or children. So they can't, so even though, again, we're not talking about women here, but it says that even though the children, you can't have everyone being children. So it seems here that a child can get an aliyah. It seems he can even read from the Torah. So the Magen Avraham says in source 46, no, that's only an aliyah. Of aliyos hu makra, eino yachol shel vishtei saras. No, until he's bar mitzvah, he cannot read from the Torah. It says maybe he can get an aliyah, but he cannot read from the Torah. The Pre-Megadim says, the Pre-Megadim writes in source 48, says, Katan shaday lo hevi shtei saros yachalikros lo olim k'minagenu v'yotzim mishmiyasa ha-shomim. He says, no, a child can get aliyah. The tikun neviim hu shikaru b'Torah. Because the whole notion of kriyas ha-Torah is only what? It's a rabbinic obligation. It's not a Torah obligation. It's a rabbinic obligation. So since this notion of reading from the Torah is, you know, comes from the prophets, from the Nevi'im, and therefore, v'asud rabbanon, mafik rabbanon. What's a child's obligation to perform mitzvos? It's rabbinic, right? You know, when a child is bar mitzvah, both a boy and a girl, so their obligations are on a Torah level. When they're under bar bat mitzvah, so their obligation on a rabbinic level. So the Pre-Megadim says, the whole institution of reading from the Torah is rabbinic. So a child is rabbinic. Once he knows how to read, he can read from the Torah. So he's of the view that in the times of the Vimei HaShas, Hoya Katan Ola V'Kar Ba'atzmo, a child would actually read. Now, this is not the standard approach. This is not. This is a minority view. Most poskim disagree with Prima Gadim, but Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Source 49 that Tshuva Or Chaim Chelik Beis Siman Ayin Beis says Lachain Af Bishas Atchak under pressing circumstances Ein LaHakel Lefize. You cannot be lenient. He disagrees. He thinks the child cannot read. And he thinks that's a very weak reason. He thinks that they did not really have the children did not read in the days of the Gemara. He thinks that the footnote he talks about this, Rav Moshe Feinstein explains the reason. He thinks that just because a child, first of all, just because the mitzvah is only drabbanon, it doesn't mean that a child can read, that the child who's on a lower level can read. He can't read because what he explains is the following: that when someone gets an aliyah, so he's appointing the Baal Koreh as his shaliach, as his emissary to read the Torah for him. So I make the brachos, and I'm sort of appointing the Baal Koreh to be my agent to read for me. But he can't do that if it's a child, so it doesn't work. When the child got his own aliyah in the days of the Gemara, so maybe that would work. But for a child to be the Baal Koreh for someone else, that doesn't work. However, when Moshe finds, he says, look what he writes. Let's say there's a major case, a major pain for the bar mitzvah. Let's say the bar mitzvah prepares the wrong bar mitzvah parsha. let's say he prepares the wrong bar mitzvah parsha, and it turns out he's going to be bar mitzvah next week. He's like, oh, he's all ready to read, or let's say he thinks he can read Adar Rishon, and no, he can only read Adar Sheni. Let's say he finds out a week before he's got the wrong bar mitzvah parsha. So Moshe is saying, in that case, maybe you can be lenient to let him read, to let him learn, because you do have the prima gadim to be lenient. The Rav Avadi Yosef says that he also writes in Source 50, "Lien halacha nira shelachatchil in lahatir lakatan lios chazan akore batora kriyas aparsha kula." God halacha, we don't allow a child to be the chazan, to be the bal kore. He said, if no one knows how to lane, you can have a child lane. Okay, so that's when it comes. So basically, to lane, for the most part, we're never going to allow a child to lane, okay, who's not under bar mitzvah. Maybe if he pairs the wrong bar mitzvah parsha and is stuck, it's going to be a major embarrassment, so maybe we'll be lenient. But generally speaking, we don't do that. What about maftir? So the Magen Avraham says, nowadays, we don't have the custom to call a child to the Torah from Aftir. I'm sorry, we only do, right? We don't give a child a regular aliyah. We only give him Aftir. And the Kav HaChaim says, "We can call some Mati Yehudos Vav the Rav Nogim Shalhalis Katan Klal Beim Shabbos Beim Yom Tov." And he says that we don't give children. Even though maybe technically a child could get an aliyah, he definitely can't read from the Torah. Except we generally don't hold like the prima god. We generally can't read, but technically he probably could get an aliyah, but we don't do that. And the Rav Avadi Yosef says, "Katan shigia lechinuch, a child who's of the age, she yodei lemi uvarchem. He knows to recite brachos. He ben sheishanim l'mal, at least 6 years old. Olo sefer Torah minyan shiva. He can get an aliyah be me'amsa kruim be me'silva kruim." Whether in the beginning, whether the end, whatever it is, but Koshkin Shola Elias Mafti, you certainly get Maftir. V'yachalikros b'Torah ba'atzel parsha liyaso. Technically speaking, he could read from the Torah his own aliyah. Uvemakom sheyesh minag barur shalazus kadlan sefer Torah liyaso kaminakom. But he says that in places where that's not their custom, they should follow their custom. That's why in practice, again, I've seen certain places where they may have given a child, the maftir, get him to read maftir. So that maybe you can do. I don't think it's done so much in our communities. But it seems technically okay. The
Is there a difference between regular Shabbos and Yontif, like Simchas Torah, where
Simchas Torah,
you're reading things over and over, and you know you're giving it to every man, and then all of a sudden, like you've got like, you know, 10-year-old boys doing it.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So Simchas Torah, they're leaning about saying the same psukim over again. They're Simchas Torah. Because that's what I'm saying. It's not one of the minyan shiva. Because of that, that's a good point to mention, Dina. That, like I'm saying, fundamentally, a child can do mafter. Because the custom is we don't give children, we don't allow young boys to be. The custom is not to do the seven aliyos, one of the seven aliyos. Technically, probably could, but that's not our custom. So when it's not, so he probably could get mafter, but we just don't do it. So really, there's really not a problem once the kid knows how to. Once the boy knows, to recite brachos to get an aliyah for Simchas Torah, assuming you're okay, assuming you're not like the Rav Yah who gets really upset about it because they're saying the psukim again and again.
Yeah. But why do we allow a minor to be a baal tefillah?
No, he's not. A minor.
No, but
let me explain.
During the davening, not for the leaning.
No, so we won't allow him for anything that we really need a baal tefillah for. In other words, yeah, a child can do all of psukei de zimra because it's not. We can start. You know, some yeshivos they'll start by yishtabach. You don't really need anyone to lead that. In kelokenu, there's nothing from in kelokenu on. You don't really need it. He's just like a placeholder. You don't really. They're not serving any. There's no halachic function for psukei de zimra for in kelokenu. Again, I'm not advocating this for a shul. I'm saying that in some way they have more progressive roles for women. So then what they'll do is the women they'll say because it's not halachic. So they'll do like up to yishtabach or they'll do in kelokenu because there's no halachic requirement. That's not the purpose of this conversation, this shir right now. But I'm saying is that there's also Kabbalah Shabbos. For a child to lead Kabbalah Shabbos, there are some communities that do that. Again, kid who knows how to daven. Because again, Kabbalah Shabbos, you don't really need a minyan for. You need a minyan from Baruch Hu and on. So like that part of Kabbalah Shabbos, Ein Kel Kenu and on, Psukei de Zimra, anyone really can do it, even a child. You don't even need a baal tefillah. That's why, okay. during COVID, when we try to, let's say, shorten the davening, right. So very often, we said, we'll start at Yishtabach. Some people want to come earlier, whatever the case was. Like, we gave a start time for Yishtabach, and maybe, I don't remember if Rachel did this or not, but we might have said, okay, we're done after Chazar Sashatz, and then go home. And say Ein Kel Kenu the rest to yourself. I don't know if we did this or other shuls, but that's because you can just do by yourself. Okay, so let's talk a bit now. Interestingly enough, what is the, why do we reach Mincha Shabbos afternoon? Source 54 in Sechas Bavachava Da Pei Beis Avadav. Asar Takaros Tikkun Ezra. Ezra was Metakeid 10 Takaros. He instituted 10 different rules. And one of them was Korin B'Mincha B'Shabbos. They would read Shabbos Mincha Mishum Yoshvei Kronos. The people who would sit at the street corners. What does that mean? Rashi says, Yoshi Chanuyos Kol Yomos Achol Oski B'Schora Vein Korim B'Shein V'Chamishi Tikan B'Ginahu Kriya Seira. Those people who sit in the stores, those people who couldn't get to Minyan on Monday and Thursday. So for whatever reason, they couldn't get the Minyan Monday and Thursday. We made an extra Torah reading for them Shabbos afternoon. Because people have time Shabbos, hopefully. So they come to show more Shabbos afternoon. In other words, again, Moshe was metaked. You can't go more than 3 days without the Torah reading. So it's that's Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. So it's only Shabbos morning. So that's fundamentally what you need, right? But because if people won't go Monday and Thursday, we'll at least give them another opportunity Shabbos afternoon. Okay. So let's talk about Maftir Haftorah. Where do we get this whole notion of Maftir and Haftorah? Torah reading's enough. I have to do Maftir and Haftorah. What's that all about? So and also, does Maftir count? Now, if I don't know if you notice this, because maybe some of you may not be at shul when there's maftir during the week. When is there maftir during the week? Anyone know? So there's maftir during the week for
Rosh Chodesh.
Not for Rosh Chodesh. Tanis Tzibor flows a fast day for fast day at mincha. So there's maftir. Now Maftir does not count as one of the seven, right? For on Shabbos morning, when you know men and women come to shul, for Tanis Tzibor by Mincha, Maftir is one of the three. There's the third Aliyah gets Maftir. It's a little strange. So why is that? So the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, source 56, says Ibailahu. They were asked Maftir Mahu Shiyala Minyan Shiva. So does Maftir count as one of the seven or not? So this is a debate. Does it count or not count? Mandamar Ola the Hakari. If you're reading, so that should be one of the seven. Umandamar Ainola Ola Kidula. The one who says it doesn't count, you need seven plus the maftir, it's like Ula's position. Why? What is Ula? Sedamar Ula. So what's the reason why someone who does maftir needs to read from the Torah first? Bibne Kvot Torah. So what does that mean? It means that if someone's getting the Haftorah and he's getting an Aliyah with the Haftorah, so people are going to think, oh, then look at this. Oh, I'm getting Aliyah for the Torah and my friend's getting Aliyah for the reading the Navi. Oh, I'm getting Aliyah, he's getting Aliyah. So we're the same. We're the same. Navi's the same as Chumash. So what are we doing? So therefore, it's they covered a Torah. Out of respect to the Torah, so what do? If you're getting an Aliyah for the Haftorah to read the Navi, it's not enough. If you're going to read the Navi, we want you to read the Torah first because it's respectful to the Torah. That you shouldn't say, I get an honor at the reading from Torah. He's getting honor reading from the Navi. They're equal. No.
How do those who don't accept the fact that we repeat psukim allow that?
Look what he says. V'cheivan, like we said, v'cheivan mishum kvod haTorah hu l'minyan lo sa'ak. That's the point. The Gemara says, since you're only reading it, you're reading the maftir only as out of respect for the Torah, you're only doing it to show respect, so that's not part of the seven, and that could be extra words. Because there's a real function. You're having, and it's showing that this is really extra. That you're showing that basically it's something extra, and because it's something extra, because you are showing that this is something extra. We're doing this. We're only reading from the Torah to give kavod to the Torah, so it's not an unnecessary bracha because for the kavod haTorah. So the Rosh says, V'hilchasa maftir ola. So the halacha is that technically speaking, the maftir can count as one of the three, as one of the seven. V'lachach anunogim betanis b'mincha uvetishabav uviyom kippur b'mincha. So also yom kippur by mincha also. Right? So that you're there for. So yom kippur by mincha and tishabav. That's also by shacharis and b'mincha. So all those, the third aliyah is the maftir. Because really, the third person can be the maftir. That's fine, right? Aval b'Shabbos hashmini maftir. On Shabbos, the eighth aliyah gets maftir. Of Yom Tov hashishi and Yom Tov the sixth one gets maftir. Yom Kippur hashvi and Yom Kippur the seventh gets maftir. Why? Lefish einam rotzi lasos anu rotzi lasos minageinu aliyah d'choliyama. Because if you could follow both positions, it's better. See, here's the thing: you're not if when the Torah says that you only get three aliyos, you can't do four. In other words, whenever there's a halacha, you can only do three aliyos, you're not allowed to add. On Yom Tov, it's okay to add. On Shabbos, it's okay to add. On Yom Kippur, it's okay to add. So if it's okay to add, it's okay. So according to both opinions, it's not a problem, right? So then we would add. So, like, you look at the footnote here. Although on Shabbos, the maftir is counted as a separate aliyah to accommodate all opinions, because even the opinion that says that, you know, that maftir shouldn't count. Okay, we're doing that. This cannot be done during the week when there are no more than three aliyos. For this reading, the maftir in a fast day is counted as the third aliyah. So that's why on... you know, Yom Kippur and Tanis Tzibor, the maftir is the third aliyah because you can't add a fourth. But when you can, let's try to do that. And in source 58, And he says, Tikdu lomar kaddish bein shvila maftir. So notice, when's the kaddish? The kaddish is before maftir. That's strange. Why is the kaddish after the Torah reading? So why the lomar she'ein minyan shiva? Specifically, you always wonder why, maybe you haven't wondered, but you wonder why that's so. Why are you doing the kaddish before maftir or not after maftir? The kaddish sort of separates between the seven aliyos and the additional stuff, right? In other words, we want to give kavod to the Torah, so the guy is getting the reading of Torah. He also reads from the Torah, but that's really extra. We say kaddish, and also to your point, Suzanne, lachach tzrichim lachzor mina parsha kor shvi, and therefore we need to repeat the parsha. For that reason, again, because it's really extra. It's only part of the main aspect of the Shiva Kruim, the seven people who are called for the Aliyah. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, source 59, Orchaim, Reish Pei Beis, Siv Dalet. Nogim Likwa Shiva, Ligmor Imaham, Parsha Mar Kaddish. We read, seven people get Aliyah, and then you say Kaddish. V'chol Zavikore, Ima Mafti, Mashkar Shvi. Then the Mafti repeats part of what the seventh Ola read. So then we move to the Haftorah. The Haftorah. So, on source 60, the Torah says the following. In Or Chaim Sin Reish Pei Dad. So, Maftir Ben Navi, Minyan Shal Parsha. We do have Torah that's from the Navi that's similar to the Parsha. Vein Pochsi Mi Chaf Al Psukim. Typically, not always, we typically try to have that Torah to be 21 Psukim. Why? Keneged Shiva Shikara Batorah. Because every aliyah has to have at least three psukim, and there have to be at least seven aliyos. So we try to have every haftorah have 21 psukim. Now you're going to look at the haftorah, you can tell me that's not true. Not all of them have 21 psukim. So it's true. He says, so I guess the haftorah of this coming week's parsha, it's not 21 psukim, because that's a whole topic. So I guess it's not like a hard and fast rule, but generally speaking, we try to make it 21 psukim to correspond to seven aliyahs or three psukim each. But if we do a whole topic less than 21 psukim, that's okay. So now, why do we have the Haftorah? The Budarham, the Rishon, the Budarham says in Surah 61, he says, V'lam Haftim bin Neviim, why do you have Haftorah? Classic. Anti-Semitism. Lefi shegazal Yisrael, I don't know if that's sentim or anti-Jewish decrees. Lefi shegazal Yisrael shelo yukaru b'Torah, because the non-Jews made a decree that Jewish people should not read from the Torah. Uchaneged shiva shayu olim likros b'Torah, and to correspond to the seven who would read from the Torah. Vein korim pachos b'shalosh psukim in kol achav yachad tiknu likros chafal psukim b'neviim. So because there were probably at some point. There was a decree. I'm not sure when this is referring to, but the if you look in the footnote 32, they discuss. Some say it might have been Antiochus made this decree, and there might have been other possibilities. But at some point they said no Torah reading, so instead they would read from the Navi, and they would read seven aliyos of three psukim. So as a commemoration for this, so we have Haftorah. In the Levush in Source 62, asked the following question. He said, "Now, I don't know if you've ever been to a shul where they actually lay in the Haftorah from a klaf. You ever been to a shul where they do it from a klaf? There are some places they learn from a klaf. And also, some shuls, our shul actually has two books. So some books are books of Haftorahs, and then I made the shul buy a book of the entire Tanakh." And that's what I read from. But these other people, they still have them read from Haftorahs. So there are three possibilities. Some shuls. I remember. I think when I was in the when I daven in Pesach, when I lived in Pesach, and I go to Pesach, I think they actually had scrolls, Navi scrolls for the Haftorah. I don't see the most shuls, but some shuls have the book of Tanakh, and people read from that. And some shuls also have the book of Haftorah. So what's the basis for all these three things? So Levush in Source 62 says, "An Or Chaim Reish Pei Dalet Sifal Tamati Kol Yomai Shal Risi Bechad Mina Makom Shinogim Lichto of Torahs Kedin Sefer." He's wondering. Levush is saying, "Why don't we read from a scroll? Kamosha Kolsi Megillah Shkar Mitzvah. When you read from a Megillah yesterday, where did you read from? You read from a scroll. So why are we not reading all the Nevi'im from a scroll? Not just the Chumashim are from a scroll, not just the Torah readings from a scroll, but also the Megillah is also from a scroll. So he said, Ki ha-yanir alish and yotzi b'tzibur klav b'kriyas haftorah shkor b'chumashim nifasim. You're not yotzi, you can't take out a stone chumash and lane from a stone chumash. So how can you lane from a haftorah, from a Navi? Kamen shi'ech machol hilchot ha-sefer o Megillah, tzarchiyun. Levush is wondering, what's going on here? Why? How are we yotzi haftorah if it's not from a scroll like we do for Megillah reading, like we do for chumash, for the regular Torah portion? So the Taz, source 63, says, oh, the Levush, he forgot something. The Taz says, V'ishtamite sugya danizakin daf sabach. So the Gemara in Gittin, daf sabach, says, Hai sifra daf tarta, also liv mikri b'shabbos, that you can't read from a scroll of daf Torah on Shabbos, because the lonita dikasiv, you can't write it. If you just had a scroll that only wrote haftaros, you can't write it, because there was a halacha that also you weren't allowed to write, like all our Sifrei Torah are basically, we have all five books, right? We have all five books of the Torah. So the truth is, I believe, hopefully I'm correct about this, you can write a Sefer, technically, like you can write all Sefer Bereishis and all Sefer Shmos in a scroll. I believe you could do that, but you can't write, initially they said you can't write like half the Sefer, or half a Chumash. You can't write that. I think the reason is because, you know, we want, this is like a whole, either write all or nothing. So so it seems that the same halacha would also apply, that you have to write the whole, you can't just write a book of Haftorahs, you have to write the whole Navi. So, velohu, but that what the Gemara wants to suggest that, but then this was rejected. Why? The Eis Lasos Hashem, Hefer Torah Techa. That this is, the Eis Lasos Hashem, Hefer Torah Techa. This is an expression which says that sometimes, in times of great need, they have nullified your Torah. Sometimes we break the rules now. It's not from you to decide. It's a great rabbinic leadership to decide. And sometimes because of, you know, emergency circumstances, they're going to make different rules. Apparently, so ideally, you're supposed to write a whole Navi complete. But if they would do that, the communities couldn't afford that. And therefore, all they could afford is a book of Haftorahs, and that was accepted. Im kein afil yu nichtavi v'ilhem din sefer, el mishim eis lasos, hachanami b'chumushim nitfasim datfus yesh lo mavshdim ksiva. So Taz says that, no, Levush is not correct. That the Gemara thought that, okay, we should do that. That we should write all of the, we should write all of the, you know, we should write everything in a scroll, but we don't have that. We rejected that position. Now the Magen Avraham takes the view in Source 64, or Chaim Reish Peidal Sif Aleph. He says Sif Kodanav. He says the Isa Begitin Dav Sam with Asher Asher Likhtov Av Torah Mishum Mashikasu Biyordeya. He says that Magen says you can't write the Av Torah based on what it says in Yordeya, but Eish Lasos Hashem Efer Sora Secha. Kolomar, meaning, Ein Yecholas Biyad at Tzibur Liknos Lam Nevim Shleimim. Tzibur can't afford to buy a whole set of Navi. Vim Kein Hashda Shinis Galsa Melechas Adfus. Now we have the printing press. Vasfarim Toda Lekel Bezul Oser Lichtov Avtoros. And nowadays, thank God, it's you know, it's forbidden to write. It's pretty cheap. You can get these books cheaply. So also the Torah, the Hal Kaimelan, the Fus Ksiv Ma'asahi. So you shouldn't write a book of Avtorah, because now what can you do? Now we have a printing press, so communities can buy all. They can print Sifrei Tanakh. Ah, you'll say Imishum Sheksuv Biniyar. It's not on parchment, right? The Megillah is on a parchment. Our Sfarim are on our Sifrei Torah on a parchment. You say it's not a parchment. That's okay. It's on paper. Ha'bishiltegiborim. The Shar Dvarim Nichtam B'chol Minei Tzivonim. Said that other writings, other books, other than Megillas Esther, they don't need parchment. They can be in print. So basically, you have three different opinions here. You have the Levush, who says that you need to have scrolls for the Nevi'im. You have the Taz, who says that no, we don't hold like that, and basically you can have a book of Avtoras. And the Magen Avraham says, well, now with the printing press, a book of Tanakh, even though it's printed, that will suffice. And what does the Mishnah Berurah hold in source 65? Mishnah Berurah says, "Mikom kavim ein lahem rak av Torah nifes b'chumash." If you only have that Torah that's printed in the Chumash, Yeshi spoke lahakol. You could be lenient. Shalavat the kriyas av Torah. Ach lechatchila v'vade roy v'nochon shiyel lechol tibur nevim shechtorim beklav kedin. The Mishnah Berurah says, ideally, you should have the scrolls. Sha'az gam Hashem shechtorim mikdusha. Mash ekin kshuk al niyar hanidfas. It's best to have what the Levush wants. And he said, that's what the Vilna Gaon had. And many communities have that. Okay, so some communities have this, and some communities don't. But that's what you'll have, three ways, three different opinions in terms of, you have three different opinions in terms of, you know, what to do for the Haftorah. Let's just skip to source 67, because we're running out of time here. With this, let's skip to source 67. The Piskei Tshuvos, what is he, it's like modern day Sefer. Post Mishnah Berurah, he says, Or Chaim Reish Bei Dal Sif Hey, he says, Umiyu Ein Lehis Chachesh, Ki Arbei Kehilos Bi Yisrael, Eina Mahadun Klal, Lachzor, Achar Nevi Mechtoim Beklav Sefer Torah. He says, at the end of the day, you go to most shuls, you know, this halacha might be new to you. Like, have you ever seen a shul that uses a klav for a Navi, for Av Torah? Most shuls don't have this. And he says, Va'av Shebizbanenu Mefazrim Mamon Harbei, Avur Tachshei Beis Knesses. She'll spend a lot of money on, like, adorning, whatever. They spend a lot of money for the synagogue adornments and other things. Va'af ein mechazrin achar Tanakh shalem. They don't look for complete Tanakh even. And he says, Va'af navin minaga kilos. Asher kishem shebechol shar inyane shulchan aruch tzidu hachros ha-magen Avram. So he says that for many matters in the shulchan aruch, they follow the rules of the Magid Avram. Kain b'zeh nagu kidvarav shekla lo yatakaras chom on kriyas av Torah b'tok sefer. So the Magid Avram said that there never was a halacha for the sefer Torah. There's halacha to be with the klaf. But Magid Avram says that was never the custom. That was never the practice. So we really don't have to do that. So that's why you'll find, again, some shuls, again, will have the klaf. Very few. Other shuls will have a full Tanakh. And other shuls will sort of have, you know, even just the book of Haftorahs. Let me just, the last section. I don't know if we're sort of running out of time. Maybe we'll see if we'll do it next thing. We'll do Kiddush. Basically, just sort of to summarize generally speaking, there's a discussion whether an adult can read. Basically a question is. There's a discussion whether the maftir, the person who's getting the maftir, does he have to read the Haftorah itself or not? And in practice, in most shuls, the one who gets maftir does read the Haftorah. But technically speaking, many poskim are lenient and say that you can have a separate person read the Haftorah and someone else can do the brachos. In other words, if you have a sometimes we've had that. I think one time there was a bar mitzvah boy who leaned from the Torah, and he got maftir, but then I think the grandfather read the Haftorah. So that technically should be done. But I just want let me finish. There's a nice inyan machshava here. If you look on page 309, source 76, Rabbi Soloveitchik talks about kriyas haTorah, and he says that the kriyas haTorah b'tzibur ba lo rak l'shem limud. It's not for purposes of study. Kiim gam l'shem sidur pegisha im halokim. The kriyas haTorah b'tzibur is an arrangement to meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo she'ir lav haSeder b'Sinai. What are we doing? We're reenacting Mamad Har Sinai. Kol kriyo kriya hi matan Torah chadash. Every reading is a new matan Torah. Hachya'at hamidah haflait betachti zahar bor v'esh. A reenactment of standing on the foot of the mountain. Every time we take out the Sefer Torah, we're re-experiencing Mamad Har Sinai. And in Surah 77, he echoes that again. Kriyas haTorah b'tzibur zeha im chavayat amidah lifnei haShechina. It's identical to expressing standing before the Shechina, like Mamad Har Sinai. Yesh b'tofa zot mishum shiachzer hamifkash ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. That this phenomenon is reenacted between Hashem and Klal Yisrael v'hu tamun. Bechova and the right and this is the And right. And this is and the people of Klal Yisrael are hidden in it. B'shamo ha-kriya tzorech ha-tziva l'tzayar b'nafsho kilo akshav ha-tori tez b'tzina. When we stand at sea, when we experience Kriyas HaTorah, we should imagine as if we're standing at Sinai with kolos and brachim, kol shofar. That's, by the way, some people sit for Kriyas HaTorah because they view it fundamentally as limud HaTorah, studying the Torah. And there's some stand during Kriyas HaTorah because they're standing because they feel that this is like an experience at Har Sinai where we're like standing out of awe for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that there's a machlokus about that, and that could reflect this idea. Okay, shkoyach everyone.